Check your boobs, the choice is up to you. So go ahead, give it a whirl. No more trouble and strife, it just might save your life. Check those boobs, girls.
Mother and Daughter Bereft of Friends podcast with myself, Becky Measures, Wendy Watson, the mother. I think we should get to this stage now where we just make it up where she is. Do you know what I mean? She is chasing chickens down the A6 through Bakewell just for fun. I think that's not a bad idea, actually. I'm joking. She will be here in the next episode. But this gives me a really perfect opportunity to introduce you to our next guest here on the podcast. So obviously so far throughout this, this series, we've been sort of following the journey of Wendy's World, the musical, finding out why it's been written, the people behind it, the why behind its intention and what we're hoping to do with it. Because realistically, this whole thing is about raising awareness. It's about sharing stories. It's about sharing empowerment. It's about taking your life into your own hands, really, and saying that you can, and that's fine. And, you know, it's also literally about so many different things and about how a community can come together for so much good. And I feel a bit bad, actually, because I know I've been sort of doing a lot of this North-South divide thing, and I don't mean it. I love all of my Southern friends. I do. You're all amazing. But there's something in the water up north, right? And I'm sure a lot of people will agree that we do have the best people. And I think a lot of people will agree that, you know, there's something very special about our communities. And what has been massively eye-openingly gorgeous for me is that my job takes me to so many different places. I get to meet so many different people. They either come into the radio station or I'm out doing different things in different places, and I get to meet so many amazing, amazing people, and I get to be involved in these wonderful things. So when I'm in a situation as well where I can see something and I can bring all of these different communities together with the right intention, it honestly, it's choking me up a bit at the minute, because it's just so wonderful to see. And everybody that is involved with the Wendy's World project so far, everybody that has sort of been on the podcast as well so far, and the people that are coming up, we all seem to have the same ethos. We all seem to have the right intention, and that is that we want to make a difference. We like having a laugh. And we're kind. I think that kind of sums it up. So part of the project, when Karen and Max were talking about doing this musical, I've never done anything like it myself before. I've been in musicals, right? But I've never been involved with something starting from the sort of ground up. But when I heard the music that Max had produced, and I've mentioned this before, and I couldn't stop listening to it. I was supposed to go to bed. I was supposed to listen to one song and then go to bed, because I was probably doing a breakfast show and it was 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. But I couldn't, me and my other half, we couldn't stop listening to it. We had to listen to the whole entire album. That was it. I was hooked. I was totally hooked. And knowing the Ristones as I do, I just thought, there's something in this. And straight away, as my neurospicy brain, as I like to call it, goes, I wanted to get on the phone there and then and ring my next guest, or at least her brother potentially. But I wanted to tell everybody, because I was like, this is it. This is where we can all do something together. And my relationship with Rachel, who is our next guest, in fact, let's bring you in. Instead of me just sat here talking about you, hello, Rachel Croke.
Hello.
And it's not Rachel Croke anymore. That's just how I always know you, isn't it?
Yes.
I suppose we should use your married name, shouldn't we?
We could go with whatever you fancy.
Whatever you fancy.
Rachel Croke or Rachel Guest. Yeah, mix it up.
Or just the beautiful Rachel, as I know her. Rachel, thank you for coming and having a bit of a chat with us.
Absolutely my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. I'm so excited to be involved with this. It's just gone from 0 to 100 and more so. Yeah, crazy, but just such an exciting journey to be part of.
It really is. It honestly, the more that we're doing and the more other people are involved in stuff, the more I'm like, this is dynamite. And what is incredible for me especially is that you're all so blooming humble, right? You're all so, I sit there, I remember saying to your brother, I want to talk about the amazing concert that you guys put on, and that's how I know you. But I do remember saying to your brother that I watch you guys and I think, how am I lucky enough to have you as friends? I do.
Oh, we think that about you. We watch you and we go, wow, how are we friends with Becky Measures?
Oh.
How has that even happened? It's amazing.
Oh, I just love it. And if you've been following this podcast from the very, very beginning, as part of our second series, we actually opened our first podcast was from the BB With Love concert, right? And we did tell you a bit about BB. In fact, you can listen to it back because there was interviews with Gok Wan, there was interviews with Shane Nolan, there was interviews with Dr. Rand, Hayley Tamerton, you name it. The celebrity world came out to support this beautiful, beautiful brother and sister combo who are both also from Sheffield. So let's go back, shall we, Miss Rachel, okay, and let's find out about you. Do you know, don't tell your brother that it's all about you, will you?
Oh, no, I'll be sure to mention him on occasion. So he still feels like he's here in part of it, 100%.
So let's just talk about Matt, because Matt is, he's very well known in his own right as well. He was Aladdin in the West End. He was one of the finalists on The Voice. You know, he's done a lot. His voice is a bit special,
isn't
it?
His voice, yeah, it is amazing. He was definitely blessed with The Voice, 1,000,000%. It's sensational. I do sometimes wonder how, he does what he does and sings how he sings, because it is, even though he's my brother, I'm not just saying this to get in his good books.
No, seriously.
He is incredible. He is really
he's
incredible.
He's one of them that literally, like, only Alfie Bowe does it to me. As well as, you can't help but absolutely fall in love with Matt. Dogs, cats, everything. We all just fall in love with Matt. So it was Matt that got in touch, I think, to begin with, when you were doing the BB With Love concert. Actually, I don't think it was, you know. I think I saw it, and I think I messaged you.
Yes, it might have been that way around.
I'm sure it was, because I was like, this is amazing. And as you are more than aware, Rachel, I need to rephrase this thing that I say, like I force myself on people because I might get arrested. But I do my job, right, because I can be a voice for people. And when I realised that that was my purpose behind what I do, it just makes everything so easy. And when I remember seeing this concert and I was like, well, this is a bit good. I need to know more about this. And you guys came in and you told me the sort of reasoning behind the BB With Love concert, which was on at Sheffield City Hall. Doing it for
Western Park.
Do it again. Doing it for Western Park, which is a cancer centre up here in Sheffield. But there was a very strong reason behind you doing that. Do you mind explaining that?
Yeah, so the reason BB With Love exists is due to us losing our incredible, lovely mum to breast cancer in March 2021. And then we went to Weston Park to meet her consultant and meet the team, because we were like, what can we do to start raising money for Weston Park, who helped mum so much through her, actually thinking of it, a very short journey. At the time, it didn't feel, so short, but it was just 18 months from her being diagnosed to actually passing. And that is not a long time whatsoever when you put it into context. Mm. So we went to Weston Park as family, me, Matthew, Dad Mick, and our other brother Sean. And what can we do? And me and Matthew said, we know what we can do. What do we do the best? We're gonna we can put on a show, and that is what we are going to do. So then we got in contact with the City Hall, and friends, of Matt, he's worked with kind of lots of different people in the industry, all different shows, saying, do you want to get involved? Do you fancy getting involved? And it just went from there, really. We know lots of people, like the dancers, or a lot of our teachers at our school, and we just all came together. So our first show we decided to do it in May 2021, and we got it on the stage by the October, the first one. I know, bonkers in the timescale, but it worked. And then we did it again in 2022 and again in 2023. And so some of our special guests have been in all three shows, like Hayley Tamerden, Melissa Jax, all of those people. Gokwan's now been with us for 2 years. We've had Dr. Ranj, Leighton Williams, Faye Tozer from Steps. This is just to name a few. I'm kind of like, there's so many going off, the top of my head. So yeah, and it's just gone, been so successful that alongside our other fundraising, so we're now doing a golf day every year.
Amazing.
And even if it's just kind of raffles that we're doing at the school, at our dance school, RMC, we've managed now to have raised, up to this point, just over £150,000.
Amazing.
For Weston Park. And our aim for this year is to have raised over £200,000 in the time that we've been going. And so it's not been three and a half years in October.
Incredible.
Yeah. So that's where BB With Love comes from. Yeah. It all comes from our very special, well, it's for mum. We celebrate through charity fund. We celebrate Bev, our incredible mum, and just help keep her legacy,
yeah,
and her huge heart and kind soul going and out there for everybody.
Darling, and it does do that. Bless you. You know, and what an amazing way to do it, because let's be honest, I didn't know your mum before. And I feel like I know her now, and I never met her. Yeah. So it's working.
It's working. And that was our aim through doing it. And it brings us so much kind of...
gives you a focus.
Focus, and it's a comfort, and it's, we're keeping her here with us, as well as sharing her with thousands of other people. And also it helps to raise awareness for, you know, just across the board, really.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, this is what has happened to mum, and so, you know, check your boobs.
Check.
Yes.
This episode of Mother and Daughter Breast of Friends is proudly sponsored by First Intuition Yorkshire and Humber, the premier college for aspiring accountants.
Because we haven't even introduced people as to why you're part of this. But we will do in just a second. I think you might be able to tell now. Do you mind me asking as well? And I think, again, these kind of conversations are always really interesting and insightful, not just for us, you know, for our experts to sort of listen to as to what's the connection you had with breast cancer before your mum. Had you even thought about it? Was it something that even kind of crossed your mind?
No, it hadn't. I hadn't really. I remember, and this is on a personal note, actually, thinking to myself, and this is before mum's diagnosis, and I remember calling up saying, mum, something's not quite right with my boobs. And so I went to the doctor, and they said, we'll just refer you to go and have them checked out. And I went along, and I didn't really, again, mum was like, make sure you call me straight after. Do you want me to come with you? And my now husband, Richard, ended up coming with me, and Matthew as well.
So you are that close.
Richard, my now husband, came with me to the appointment. But I remember Matthew saying, "You've got to phone me straight away." But I hadn't really thought of what the outcome could be. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it wasn't, you know, breast cancer or anything like that. It was, you know, I'm absolutely fine. But at the time, I hadn't thought about, oh my God, this could be something absolutely kind of life changing. And that the C word, you know, I really thought about it. So then, mum then was diagnosed, and she just found a small lump on holiday.
Really?
And came back, she obviously went straight to the doctors, that sort of thing. And it was after a few appointments, and my dad, always the positive thinking one, it'll just be a cyst. Don't worry, they'll just drain it, it'll just be a cyst. So I think, and there's also, right, yeah, that's fine, yeah. And everything that we're coming back, it's like, oh yeah, actually, unfortunately, he might be right, and he's never right. That's what my mum's thinking, I'm always right, he's not right. But unfortunately, he wasn't right, and mum, I think, kind of had a gut feeling he wasn't going to be right, and it did turn out to be breast cancer, which we now know was quite a tricky type of breast cancer, and they weren't sure at the time, which, unbeknown to mum, I think, they weren't sure how to treat it, whether to go down the curative route or the curative route or the, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Don't worry, because I can edit all of this. It's not a problem, but I can't think for myself either.
Curative route or the
palliative route.
The palliative route, yes. Yeah, so the curative route or the palliative route for treatment. Now, luckily for mum, I think because it really helped kind of mentally, but they went curative. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get this under control. We're going to, you know, it's going to be gone. And then, you know, you can just carry on, and then every five years, keep getting tested. And if it's not come back, or, you know, that kind of, for her mental state was great. But unfortunately, it did come back. And when they looked further, it had already gone to the lymph nodes. Oh, and, but even then, you know, she, through COVID and everything, luckily her treatment was not affected. She still got to those hospital appointments, and she still got the chemo and the radiotherapy she needed. But then it was, and we're now talking December 2020, and she thought, oof, out of breath a lot. But as mum did, she just kind of
got on
with it, and thought she'd got a bit of, obviously there was COVID lingering around, just a bit unwell. But no, it got to the point where she got really, really bad. And this is but now February, beginning of February, that she went straight into Weston Park to an appointment that was already scheduled for a checkup. The consultant said, Bev, why have you not come to see me before? And she was so weak. And that's when they found that the breast cancer had come back, the secondary breast cancer, but it had gone into her lungs.
Oh, bless you.
So, so from that point then, it was just, unfortunately, a downward spiral. And it was, so that was, I think, about the 14th of February. And unfortunately, she passed away on the 18th of March. So it was...
It was quick.
It was quick. Yeah. Yeah.
You're the only girl then, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. How did you find that? Because... It doesn't matter that your brothers are older sometimes, does it? You know, you can still become like the matriarch.
I am. I can't take that as a compliment, Dennis. Okay, because I am the eldest. But I'll take that as a compliment.
Of course you don't look it. Of course. You don't look it. So, but yeah, when that must have been a bit of a pressure for you.
It was, and I think you just, without realizing, people say, "Oh, that must have been," you know, you just. Do you put on your big girl pants and you just go with it without even thinking about taking on that role and that responsibility, especially, you know, at the very, very beginning, it's just like...
It's wired. It's wired.
And I wouldn't even change anything about it. It was kind of like, oh my goodness me, I don't know how you're doing all this. I mean, something just comes over you and you do. And because, you know, it's your job. It's got to be done. You've got to look after, you know, Dad, Sean and Matthew, make sure they're okay. And you kind of, yeah, you just...
You just do.
You do and you just get on with it. And it didn't even seem at the time like, and you know, stressful or like a burden. It was kind of...
This is my role.
Yeah, this is my role. You stick your superwoman cape on and you and you just go. And but as a four, we were all, you know, always being a five, always being a close knit supportive family. So kind of we all had each other's backs as well. When one maybe was on having a bad day, the others would be there to pick them up and come on, we can do this. So, you know, we got through it together. And a lot of that as well, I think that really helped. That was setting up BB with Love. And it is the initial thought, and it was from BB with Love. So everything we're doing is from Bev with Love as usual. And that's where that concept and that name came from.
Love that. I just love that. And I think you've really inspired something there. And yeah, I never go down the line of sexism or anything like that. I don't, because, you know, there are guys out there that are just incredible. But I do think, and I'll always think it's present that us women, we do have an unbelievable strength that sometimes we don't realise we have until it's, until we're just doing it.
So you have to have it.
Yeah, but you're just doing it. And it's not, you don't give yourself a chance to think about that or even applaud yourself for it.
Oh, no.
Because it is wired in you. But you do need to just sometimes have that breath. Do you know what I mean? I use this phrase all the time, Rachel, and people say, oh, that's a nice thing to say to me. And I'm like, kind of saying it to myself as well, of like, breathe it in. Just breathe it in for a minute. And inspiring that. And I always say to sort of a lot of people, I know it can feel very hard to challenge yourself to something or to give you something that will give you that sense of purpose, but it does do you the world. It doesn't have to be as massive as a huge concert, but something that you can do to keep that memory alive, to keep that person living inside your song, as well as ever. Because when you go to that stage, and when your brother goes to that stage, I cry. It gets me everything, because there's pictures of your mum, who, by the way, like I said, I've never met her, but she radiated kindness. You could see it just from her pictures, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you can see you singing your little, you're performing your little hearts out.
Yeah.
With the power of Bev behind you.
1,000,000%. And you know what? I hung up my professional dancing shoes a very long time ago. I think at the age that I went, at 37, I think I was at the time, that I was getting those shoes back out. I hit the City Hall like I did from when I was 10 till about 16. I could not have done that without Matthew on that stage with
me.
100%. Because it's still, you know, that's his job. He's on the stage all the time. But when you've been off the stage and you're behind the scenes a lot, like me, teaching,
it's big that stage,
and you think, "Oh, it's in me blood," because I've done it all my life, but I haven't been on a stage like this for years. Yeah, without him by my side on that stage, going, "Rachel, you can do this.
You've got this,"
and he says, "Get that high kick in," and I'm like, "Yeah, man." But then I always think when I went on that stage and I went, I can remember I'm just that feeling going. He says, do that eye kick, right, I'm going for it. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, where I'm going to go.
It's almost behind your head. I'm like, I just say, look at them. And I just think it is honestly, and I'm not just saying this, it is one of the most incredible concerts I have ever been to. And I've been to two now.
Thank you.
And I sit there. I mean, last year especially for me, because I got to know you more.
Yeah.
And we'd had more to sort of do with each other. But I just remember sort of coming along and just like mind blown, you know. You go from, who was the lady that sang Memory? I can't remember.
Kerry Ellis.
Do you know, Shane won't mind me saying this. He probably will, but he's done much to me. He's not here. Shane Nolan came to come and do a piece with BB with Love. And I don't think he didn't understand the enormity of it. And then he went, Becky, Kerry Ellis is on that. Kerry Ellis. Oh, it's all right, isn't it? Thankfully, he followed Billy Pierce. But Billy Pierce.
Oh, I know, Billy.
What a guy.
And he's now done the show twice, the first year and then last year in 2023. And then we had Ben Nicholas, his good friend.
Yes.
2022, and then Billy came back for 2023.
Yeah. What a beautiful man he is.
Oh, fabulous.
We need to get him checking his boobs.
We do.
If Billy Pierce isn't checking his boobs, I'm going to be furious. Can you imagine having him and Bernie Clifton together?
Checking
yeah. That. And that kind of sort of brings us to where we are right now, actually. You know, so just before we do, like you've just said, you know, you've been in theatre for years, haven't you? You know, yours and your brother's background was theatre. And again, BB with Love, I remember you saying to me, was your mum loved watching you guys?
Oh, she absolutely loved it. You know, so I started when I was three. Matt then followed a little bit later because, as we've said, he's a little bit younger, but not that much. And she'd be the one taking us to all the shows, the dance festivals, the exams, to dance class, to singing lessons, you know, to drama lessons, everything. And Dad was also a huge supporter, but Sean did not dance. So he did football and golf and swimming. So Dad and Sean were doing that one.
They got their thing.
But Mum was with us doing our performing, the performing side of everything. So, yeah, and she just absolutely loved it. And she'd be, you know, at the shows that we were in, not just once, not just twice. You know, she'd be there as many times as she could be. When we were younger, if she needed, you know, you needed your mum to chaperone you on.
She'd be there.
She'd be there every night. And then popping into the auditorium, watching them going them to get them changed and that sort of thing. So, yeah, she all out, you know, biggest.
Your biggest fan.
Yes.
And then 100%. As well, she, when she was going through a treatment, she started performing herself, didn't she?
She did. She joined the cancer choir, which is associated with Weston Park. And it was one of her very good friends, Joanne, who was also going through treatment. So Joanne was diagnosed in, I want to say, at a rough guess, the April, before Mum was diagnosed in the August. So when Joanne was first diagnosed with her breast cancer, Mum went with her just, you know, to help sort her wig out for when she was having chemo, had some of her treatments with her as that support and everything.
Right.
And then Mum was diagnosed. And so then, you know, they were the support there for each other, which was great, I think, to have someone to understand what you were going through, because they're going through it themselves
it's instrumental.
It is instrumental.
Yeah, peer support is.
You can only try to understand if you've never been through it. And we're thinking a lot of kind of life things that kind of come our way. But it was Joanne saying, Bev, join this cancer choir. Do you want to come? And Mum's going, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. Come on, it's really good. Come on, Bev, come. But then she was like, go on then. And then, yeah, look, she loved it. And she met such a wonderful group of women with their own stories, their own journeys as to, you know, about cancer, whether it's they've gone, you know, they've had it themselves, they're, you know, currently kind of recovering from it, or they're living with it, or some of the ladies that go because they are friends with ladies that have gone through cancer or have got cancer. So it's not just a choir, it's also a huge support network for those that want to get involved, because they have, you know, they have the biscuit, they have the coffee, they have the chats, as well as singing together, which is a great thing. So yeah, Mum, and I think she ended up, was it maybe on Calendar? And she said, oh, the filming to, you know, the cancer choir on Calendar or something like that. And I'm standing at the back. Anyway, she was, so maybe something like that, where she got a zoom in. So she was featured.
Amazing. And she, you know, I was talking to the cancer choir the other day, because they are heavily involved.
They are.
In what we're doing. And that comes from you, because you introduced me to them.
Because right? they've been part
Because
of
they
the
were
concert.
Part of BB.
Yeah. Every single you year see, they come. Yeah.
See where all of this web's going. And I was speaking to a lady the other day from the choir. This is as they're at Arbelow, right? Which is a stone circle right in the middle of nowhere, right? Right on the top of a hill where Mum's story started, because we had the farm there, singing. And I don't think they knew what they were signing up for. But I said to one of the ladies, I said, look, there's going to be lots of occasions where we can go out and do this. You know,
we want you to be as part of it as much as you want yeah. to be. And the lady turned around and says, as much as we are about the singing and etc., we are about experiences, and we are about having fun, and we are about getting out there and enjoying life as much as we possibly can, because some of us just don't know. So yeah, we want to do everything. Yeah. And I was like, well, if you want experiences, get ready. Get ready. But no, do you know, and that's what sort of like occurred to me, and I thought that's beautiful, and that's yeah. what everything's about. So yeah, coming to yeah, back to where we are again now, there's a reason I'm with Rachel. I'm quite sure you probably guessed what it is straight away when you know, I thought this musical really could be something, and the podcast is starting to, you know, hopefully get out there a lot more, and people are starting to realise that we do have some fun at the same time. Yes, we give some expert advice. Yes, but we do have a laugh, and you know, we just want to share people's stories and you know, do whatever we can, really. I thought, dare I ring Rachel and Matt? Dare I? Sod it, I'm doing it. And I think I sent you a text first, didn't I? And I said, you've got to listen
yeah,
to this.
Yeah,
you have got to listen to this. And I sent it to you, and I sent it to Matt. And I spoke to Karen, and I said, I've got this idea with the Check Your Boobs song. I said, because straight away I see a dance routine. I said, straight away, I just see this dance routine. I said, and straight away, I know the person to do it. She's like, do you really? I said, yep. I said, shall I ask her? And I told her all about you and about BB with Love and the connection and, you know, and with Matt. And obviously she'd seen Matt perform at the charity ball because you were all yeah, there. You were all in the same room, but you just didn't realise.
Yeah. Exactly, on different tables.
Yeah, you're on different...
Matt on the stage.
Matt on the stage, Cancer Choir on the stage.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
All of that. And, you know, and you did listen and you did come in. You did say, I would be absolutely honoured, which made me cry again because I was like, how am I so lucky to have these incredible people? And, yeah, you know, the sort of the rest is kind of is history now. When the Check Your Boob song does come out, you will see Rachel. She's performing in it, but she is the lady that is behind everything. And you're coming on this entire journey with us, aren't you?
I am. And I'm overwhelmed with excitement.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
honestly, it does make me feel funny in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So excited. And it's just, what an honour to be you to have asked.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, I'm sure Karen won't mind me saying, you know, you're following this development as much as we are, but not only will Rachel be a choreographer, you might have to bring somebody else in as well now, you know, that you've got to oversee. But she's just going to be producing the show as well alongside the wonderful Louise. Yeah. So we are more than proud so grateful that you're coming on this journey with us, you know, and it's another sort of realization that people are doing this because it's from the heart again. Do you know what I mean?
It's from the heart, and what an opportunity to be part of something that is, I just know, is going to be an absolutely amazing show. We're going to get it there. The music's amazing, the script amazing, everyone involved. It does feel like we've come together
for a reason,
but a very kind of quickly, like not knowing not everybody involved, but the relationships that are already building and the way that everyone's gelling together and the love that is being shared with this journey is just phenomenal.
Oh,
so I couldn't be more kind of honoured and excited to be part of this. Thank you.
Honestly, thanks. I'm going to start crying again. It is our biggest pleasure. And you know, at first you sort of thought you were coming on for one podcast. I don't think that's going to be the case, Rachel. Do you? Check Your Boobs. The song is going to be released the week of the 27th of May. Watch this space, right? The reason behind us releasing this song is it's going to be launching the crowdfunder for the musical. We'll give you more details on that. There is a music video that goes with it that stars some faces we think you might recognise.
How lucky are we? But ladies and gentle folk, here I'm back to doing radio mode now. It's the beautiful R. Rachel Croke.
Thank you. Thank you. And check your boobs.
Check your boobs. The choice is up to you. So go ahead, give it a whirl. No more trouble and strife. It just might save your life. Check those boobs, girl.